United Way of Greater Cleveland mobilizes our community to advance education, income, and health. Join us and live united at unitedwaycleveland.org. I'm getting giddy. I'm fired up, folks, and I know you are, too, with the barks from the dog pound. The phone bank lit up at 216-578-0850. Notorious 24-21. Me, 23-20. Browns victories. What do you have, Josh, in Medina?
Going, fellas.
Hi, buddy.
Hey, first I wanted to say before I call my shot, I was watching the Clemson game last night. And I tell you what, the way Taj Boyd was making some of those throws was unbelievably impressive. Those are some NFL throws, especially the one that he laid into, I believe it was his second wide receiver on his third touchdown pass, and you can go back and look at it. I mean, he looked incredibly impressive, and probably using, because we're not going to have an early first-round pick to get, like, the top quarterbacks, maybe somewhere at the end of the first round where we have that Colts pick that we can use that to get him.
He's an interesting guy. Watched him last night myself and was feeling a little better about him. Again, a little inconsistent. I know he's also been hurt, but that was a game I thought that helped his stock a little bit.
Talk about Taj?
Taj Boyd.
My man, Taj.
Yeah.
I like Taj Boyd. I think that there is definitely something to him. No breaks discovered last night, but Taj Boyd, 340 yards, four touchdowns, broke Phillip Rivers' Atlantic ACC career record in the team's win. So I like Taj Boyd. I think there's something to him. And listen, I know this. The quarterback position remains a big priority in this building. The research that will be done into this decision will be as thorough as anything you could possibly imagine. And the quarterback they decide on will be the right quarterback. And right now, they, you know, Taj Boyd, certainly somebody that they are taking a look at, as are all these quarterbacks. But I think you're right. It'll be tough to get one of the guys that's going to come in as the consensus first or second quarterback. But there is a lot of depth in this class. And hopefully they've done a good job at bringing in quarterbacks that maybe didn't seem as good as the quote-unquote elite quarterbacks with Brian Hoyer and Jason Campbell via free agency. Now they got to do that in the draft as well. And that is, believe me, a huge priority for this Cleveland Browns organization right now.
He wanted to call, if he's still with us, call a shot. He dropped, so no shot called.
George in Chardon.
Call your shot before you
call
get
your
off on
shot,
another
and then
topic.
We'll go on another topic. That's right.
Call my shot. I'll go at the Browns 27-20. But I'll tell you what my question was. And a lot of the people in town decide that Cleveland's going to win, and who can blame anybody for disagreeing? However, have you noticed that the people in Las Vegas don't seem to agree? They're giving Cleveland 6 points, and almost every other game on Sunday is either 2 or 3 point differences. So you think the people in Las Vegas know something that we don't?
No, I think it's also a matter, too, of public perception and national perception of this Cleveland Browns team. And I think you here in Cleveland see it. I think a lot of people around this team see it. I think if you were to ask the Cincinnati Bengals, if they're 6 points better than the Cleveland Browns right now, you might get a different answer. But nationally, what their job to do in Las Vegas is create a line that will get half the people to bet on Cleveland and half the people to bet on Cincinnati. And the public perception is still, even though the Browns have beaten, you know, Cincinnati once this year, even though they've beaten Baltimore, is that the perception has not caught up to the reality of this team. So I think that certainly that is a line that won't be the case as this season progresses, but that's where it is right now.
Yeah, I'm going to go along with that. I try to pay as little attention to that as possible, quite honestly. I know people keep track of that. That's not where my focus is. I like to stay in the reality of what I think the matchup is. I like to look, every game to me is about matchups and how you match up with a particular team. I think the Browns match up well, generally speaking, with the Bengals. So let's continue this roll on calls. Who do we got next here?
We're going to Vince in Cincinnati. Vince.
Yes.
From Cincinnati.
Hey,
welcome
Cincinnati.
To CBD. That's right.
Cincinnati 24, Cleveland 9.
24-9, boo.
You guys don't have a running game. I mean, I think it is in a realistic approach. And like I said, the line is 6 points. I believe that Cincinnati is definitely 6 points better than the Browns. I mean, that's a fact. That's a fact.
I don't think it's a fact, considering that the Browns beat them 17-6 already this year. And I wouldn't say that they necessarily had a running game in that game either.
Well, we were banged up, but no problem. It's another game.
Are you healthier now without Geno Atkins, Leon Hall, and Ray Maluga?
Yeah, that's...
No, we're not healthier, okay. But we're a different team, and you guys are...
Well, you're definitely a different team. You're a worse team. I mean, watching him throw... Andy Dalton throw six interceptions in his last game, and the kind of the knuckleheaded safety that occurred, both in terms of the way the play was called and how he handled it. Yeah, I agree with you wholeheartedly. They're a worse team than they were when they played here in the fourth game of the season. I think, if anything, the Browns are probably a little better than they were then.
Yeah, but you're only better around here. I mean, most people don't think the Browns are serious yet. You're heading in the right direction.
We'll take that from a Bengals fan. And seriously, with all due respect, thank you for calling.
Yes.
We appreciate
it. I like it. And a Bengals fan should call up this show and say the Bengals are going to win.
Represent.
I respect it. I've got no problems with it. Brian in Dayton, welcome to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven
by Liberty Ford. Another Bengals
I'll tell you what. We're going to get that guy in an F-150 from Liberty Ford with some Oju. He's going to take an Oju bath after the Browns go to Cincinnati and beat him.
What do you got, Brian?
I got the Browns winning 20-6 on Sunday, and I'm going to the game. So hopefully I run into that Cincy fan.
You might run into a couple Cincy fans.
20-6. So you don't even think it's going to be close. How do the Browns get that level of a victory, in your opinion?
Well, like Notorious is saying about matchups, I love the defense. I think Tayshaun Gibson's going to have a really good game. And I look for Armani Edwards to get going in the kicking game, too.
Yeah, that would be a nice thing to see. And we haven't talked – we don't talk enough about that. We should have – because I think once Travis Benjamin suffered that injury, it sort of became they've lost that dynamic. And they might still not be able to count on that, but I'd like to see Armani Edwards, now that he's had a little more time to be around this football team. I know Rob Chudzinski believes in him wholeheartedly from the stuff he did in Carolina, and you don't replicate the speed, the dynamic difference-making ability that Benjamin has. You just don't really replace that. But I think they come closer than one might expect with Edwards, and it would be nice to see a breakout player or two there. This is the kind of game, if it goes down the way I think it will, I mean, Brian just has a lot more confidence that it's more one-sided with the Browns. To get to that point, it would require a player or two like that in special teams. And I look at it that as a game that's that close, a three-point game, that too could be the difference too. It's either a field position play or a return, that goes to the house.
There's no question that's the difference. If people forget, at least some people do, that when the Browns won 17-6 in that game, Billy Cundiff missed two field goals. That had a chance to be even more of a lopsided game than it actually turned out to be. So I'm feeling pretty good about this. And again, comes down to the defense taking care of the football and going ahead and getting pressure. Getting the pressure in the face of Andy Dalton and ensuring that you're right. He plays like Bad Andy. We like Bad Andy. I'm a fan of Bad Andy.
Let's see Bad Andy. All right, we're going to see good Gerard, though. That's coming up. Gerard Cherry is going to join us in his regular spot on this show. Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.